Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. We're having a little technical difficulty getting one of our guests on, so you and I are going to continue to march here. I want to talk about quality, because this is something that I'd like to, and we've talked about this before over the years. We've talked about quality. We've spent time with our good friend Leslie Kossoff talking about quality, but I really think this is a topic that is important to be talked about quite a bit, and that is because the quality is you think that it's the same thing for everybody. You think every time you think of quality that it's the same thing, and that it's a good thing, right? But that's not exactly true. And I'll give you an example. One of the best examples is what we call quality service. If you ask your neighbor, a business next door, do you have quality service? They're going to say, oh yes, we absolutely have quality service. And then you said, okay, what does that look like? Tell me what quality service looks like. And they would say, well, that means that we take care of our customers. We make sure we take care of our customers. Okay, well then what is that? Tell me how that looks. What would be an example of your quality service? And they say, well, if something breaks, we take a new part right out there. We hop in the truck and run right out there and make sure they're back in business. Or if we make a delivery and something got left out, then we make sure that we run right back out there with it. Or, you know, that kind of thing. That's what so many times when we think of quality service, what we're really talking about is fixing something that we should have fixed, that should never really have been broken, or that could have that the breaking could have been avoided. How much of your quality service when you're dealing with customers, how much of what you're so proud of and that you can brag about it, and that maybe even customers give you high marks for. Maybe they even compliment you. Wow, this was really good. You didn't bring me the part in the beginning and then you fixed it and brought it right back out. Wow, that flurry of activity, that really impressed me. Maybe they'll even do that. Well, guess what, folks? None of that's quality. All that's a mistake. All that is bad. And now, if something is unavoidable, if something breaks that nobody could have foreseen and you fix it real quick, you take care of it real quick, all right, that's good. But how much of those things, how many times does that happen when it was completely avoidable? Because you didn't know the difference, or if you didn't think about it, you didn't contemplate, you didn't install the quality process on top of quality service, or as maybe I should say, as a foundation for quality service. If you'll install a quality process as a foundation, then the quality service that you could then be just as proud of will be taking care of the customer when nobody could have done anything about it. And it'll cost you a lot less money. Quality service is good, maybe looks good, because there's a lot of sound and fury to fix whatever it is that was wrong. But it costs you money because you had to run back out there when it wasn't necessary. And don't forget, it delayed the customer. It disappointed for at least a period of time. Even after you told them you were going to fix it, until you fixed it, the customer was disappointed. So what if you could make sure the customer was served with quality service, and it didn't cost you that money, all that money. It didn't cost you that all that profit, and the customer was not disappointed. Well, the way you do that is by understanding the difference between quality process and quality service. Quality process is what you do, whatever steps you can take, whatever process you can employ, whatever training you can conduct with your employees, whatever tools you need to buy to make sure that as much as is humanly possible, the truck is loaded right. The parts that are put on are the right parts. When they're put on the right way. That enough time is allowed to do it the right way, the first time. That's all part of the quality process. Now, the quality process can get very sophisticated. Many of you may know about the ISO standards, ISO 9000 standards, and then there's the Six Sigma, and you got and the Lean process, and all that. You got all those official, structured, measurable quality processes, quality standards. But those typically are the kinds of things that you see in larger companies. Small businesses, there we don't have the scale and we don't have the capital to install those. It's not really all that necessary. But that doesn't mean that you can't use the same philosophy. Just because you're not ISO certified, just because you're not using Six Sigma, doesn't mean that you can't use the quality process in everything that you do. From ordering products to dealing with your banker, to hiring new employees, to managing the warehouse, to operating the assembly line. Certainly if you're in a manufacturer of anything, you've got to have a quality process, which I really encourage you to learn more about. Go to Kossoff.com, Leslie's website, and you can learn more about this. Buy her book. She's great about this. But understand that the quality process is how you deliver quality service without costing you profits and without disappointing the customer. And as long as you can do that, you'll make more money and you'll keep customers longer. Think about that, folks. The quality service is too expensive unless you put under it a foundation of the quality process. It's 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.